2 minutes after the hour, and you're tuned to Destination Out on listener-supported CMU Public Radio. And pretty much for the remainder of the program, the last final 2 hours, we're going to feature the music of Cecil Taylor, great jazz pianist that passed away this week at the age of 89. He's one of those artists that I don't even almost know where to begin to talk about him and play his music here, because I've been into his music, practically dedicated to it for a large part of my life. A couple of things that came to mind when he passed away and I was thinking about doing this program tonight. One, I met a few friends, real good friends of mine, through Cecil Taylor concerts that I went to through the years. Had some real memorable occasions seeing Cecil Taylor live. I kind of realized also, too, that I probably saw Cecil Taylor in concert more than any other musician. I had never really thought it through before, and had a chance to meet him a few times in Toronto when he played there, and I was writing for Coda Magazine, and he was a real gracious person, interesting person, and again, the impact that he has had on my life has been tremendous. I even got thinking about back about 30 years ago when I had the idea to try to do a program here on CMU Public Radio. There was a program when I was in school called Airplane that was sort of a styled, but maybe with a little more contemporary classical music and those types of things mixed in. It was a program I listened to a lot by a guy that worked here then named Joe Brandt. And when he moved on to another radio station, I missed his program a lot, and there wasn't anything that really stepped into that space that much. There was a syndicated show by A.B. Spellman called Jazz Alive that I used to listen to a lot, and they would have concerts of Art Ensemble and Sun Ra and Cecil Taylor, Randy Weston, and bands that I was really into at the time, but there wasn't any local show. And I, even like on Joe's Airplane show, I never heard music by Cecil Taylor or anything like that. So I was motivated because I felt and still believe that Cecil Taylor is one of the giants of jazz music, that he should have some airplay on some station somewhere. And, his tunes are really long and he's real avant-garde and blah, blah, blah. And it just, wasn't anything that you could be exposed to easily. You really had to go out of your way to find the music, and so I thought, there needs to be a show that will willingly play his music. So, and I honestly haven't played him a ton the last few years. I did when Buell Neidlinger died a couple weeks ago, but I thought it should kind of cover some ground here tonight and talk about him a little bit more because I do feel really strongly about what he represents. Also, teaching jazz history. His music usually really puts people on edge a lot. I always try to expose class to his music and try to get people to talk about it. And the one thing I have noticed, that the small handful that really like it, like totally fall in love with it, the same way that I did when I was younger. And I want to play, I'd say this is not a typical Cecil Taylor tune. I would call it actually atypical for his music. I got this album. It was at the time it was only available as a Japanese pressing. I got it back in the late 60s. It was one of the first Cecil Taylor records I got. And when I put it on, I was kind of dumbfounded by it. And I didn't get it. And I thought it, but I felt like it was really good. And I needed to understand it. And my personality type is I feel compelled to understand something if I don't understand it in music. And so his music drove me really hard for a while to try to be able to wrap around it. And this song was the one that I got first. And I think it's because there's a little more space in it and it's not so energy driven as a lot of his music. But yet there's still great drama in the track. It's called Amplitude. And it's from Paris Concerts, 1966. Really incredible band with Cecil on piano. Jimmy Lyons on alto, who still remains one of my favorite saxophonists to this day. And he died in the 80s, and Cecil played another almost 30 years without him, but they were inseparable for the first 20, 25 years of Cecil's music. Alan Silva is on bass on this cut, and Andrew Cyril is on drums. Amplitude from the Paris concert, Cecil Taylor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cecil Taylor, our feature artist tonight, and a piece called Amplitude, recorded in Paris, 1966, from an album called Paris Concert. Came out on the Japanese BYG label initially, and then has seen the light of day in various ways through the years. It's really an outstanding Cecil Taylor record. Cecil Taylor passed away at the age of 89 earlier in the week, and been talking about him before that piece. And I'm going to pay homage to him tonight in the last hour by playing a 60-minute track of his, something you don't normally get on the air, but he's got quite a few of those. I saw him in concert, I think I figured 9 times, and 2 times he played probably continuously for 2 hours straight. It was, you know, kind of mind-numbing after a while, especially when he really gets rolling, but really, really incredible concerts. Up next, I thought there's so many things we could turn to. I'm not going to play from his Blue Note albums tonight. He did 2 albums, Unit Structures and Conquistador. And those albums, I think, are real defining records of his music for a lot of listeners, probably because they're on Blue Note. But I want to play from an album that I think is the one that got him a lot of recognition initially. A lot of people consider it the first album where the drummer isn't playing time on it so much as drums and sound and percussion. Sonny Murray's featured on this. And it's called Nefertiti, or Live at Cafe Momar in Copenhagen. This is from a CD issue of the album. And there's some bonus tracks on this, and so I want to play one of the bonus tracks that I like a lot. It's called Lena. It's an alternate take of that cut. And the trio is Sonny Murray drums, Jimmy Lyons alto sax, Cecil Taylor at the piano, and real long cuts with different members laying out in sections. But Cecil's piano playing is really beautiful on this album. I think it's some of his nicest piano work in places. So anyway, let's check this tune out. We've got a lot more to come. So Cecil Taylor, this is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. Thank you. We've been listening to Cecil Taylor and some great recordings from the 60s. We're going to move past the 60s music here in the next hour. Those are two cuts from album that originally came out as Gil Evans' Into the Hot, I believe it was called. And he had a couple of different groups on the album, and Cecil Taylor's group was one of the tracks. And so we heard Pots and Bulbs from 63 with great saxophone playing from Jimmy Lyons on alto, Archie Shepp on tenor, and Henry Grimes bass, Sonny Murray drums, Cecil at the piano. And you can hear in those cuts a little bit of the swing still existing in his music. Cecil probably breaking away from it a little bit more on the piano. But really nice cuts there. And then before that, Lena from Live at the Cafe Momar, an alternate take of that track. And Cecil Taylor, again, our featured artist tonight. We're going to play a very long track here after the top of the hour, but let's get to the IDs and stuff here. So.